From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Hi, it's Dino Padrone coming to you today with a Life Change Weekend. Thank you so much for joining us on this weekend edition. Monday through Fridays, as you know, we have Bible study. Then on Saturday and Sunday, we have guests come in to join us and spend some time with us as we talk about their lives. Perhaps it's a testimony that they have. Maybe it's a book that they've written, a ministry that they are overseeing. But we'd like to get people together and talk with them about how Christ is working in their hearts and through their lives. So thank you for listening into our program. I do want to remind you that our newest book is right off the press. It is being released even now as we speak. You can get a copy of it. It's called True Spiritual Identity, and we'll tell you more about that just a little later on in the program today. My guest today is really not a guest to me, but a guest to some of you perhaps. And not a guest to others, because he's been so well known with Davis College and his church that he's pastoring. It's my dear friend, Pastor Corey Adams. Pastor Corey was my assistant when I was at Davis College for many years, and then Corey was led by the Lord. And he now pastors a wonderful church down in Pennsylvania that we're going to talk about in a few minutes. He also helps us a lot here with Dino Padrone Ministries. And Corey, welcome into the program today. I'm delighted that you people are listening in, that Corey, you are our special guest today. Welcome in.
Thank you so much there, Dr. Padrone. It's always wonderful to be on your program, and it's great to be able to be here today.
Now, where are you today? Where are you at this very minute?
So I'm up in Johnson City, New York, where I live, and the area where I've been at for, about 18 years now I've been in this area.
It's really home to you.
I'm thankful to be here.
It's really home to you in a lot of ways, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's home away from home, I guess.
Corey, you know, a lot of times people talk about how God leads in their lives and how God directs in their life. And I was blessed as to what happened in your life. Tell the folks just a little bit of how you became a pastor at a time that was kind of surprising, because that's not what you were looking for at that moment. But now you've become, God has really blessed you in this church that you're pastoring. Tell us how that took place.
Yes, it is an amazing experience, because it definitely was a God situation, a God leading. So in February of 2018, as I was working for you as your assistant at Davis College, you were overseas in Myanmar and doing some ministry for Dino Padrone Ministries over in Myanmar, meeting with some local pastors there. And I was back here in Johnson City at the college. And on a Saturday morning in February, I received an email from a lady whose husband pastored this church down in Pennsylvania near Hazleton. And she asked me to give her a call. And I gave her a call, and she said that her husband, pastor of the church, had gone home to glory the day before. And he had spoken to you, Dr. Padrone, I believe the past September, and asked if you would be able to do his funeral for him when he did pass away. He wasn't sure exactly when he was going to pass away, and it happened more unexpectedly than they anticipated. But like I said, you were overseas in Myanmar, so I volunteered to do the funeral for this church family and for this family down in Pennsylvania. And so I drove down to this area in Hazleton to do the funeral. After the funeral service, we went back to the church building, and the people of the church were basically looking to see what would be the next things to happen to the church, because they didn't want to close down the church, but they were also weren't sure of how to get a pastor. And so I prayed with them, and I went back to my car before I went back home to John City, and started crying, actually. And, I felt a leading, like I wasn't sure if this is where God wanted me to go to, but I definitely had a burden for this church and the church family. I went back to the church and visited on Palm Sunday of 2018. And then a mutual friend of ours, Dr. Rudy Holland, went and spoke at the church the Sunday after Easter. And after that particular service, they'd asked him if he thought that I might be interested in coming down to be the pastor of the church. And after much praying and much thinking, I accepted that position and went down in May of 2018.
I remember, Corey, when you and I chatted about it in my office, and I've seen this look in people's eyes before, when I talked to you about your interest in the church, and you weren't sure at that moment which way to go in it, but I saw it really in your eyes, Corey. And I remember telling my wife later that evening, he's going to be the pastor of that church. there was something that God had already done in your heart. I remember the first time I became a pastor. I became a pastor of the Open Door Church in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, where I spent 25 years. And my wife and I, the first time that we walked into the building, we just sensed this is God's place for us. And it was interesting, Corey, with us, they already had another pastor that they were thinking about asking to come. So I didn't know how all of that was going to work out, but in God's sovereignty, the next thing I know, we were there. How do you describe that feeling when you had, I know with me, there was a sense of assurance that was as strong as if I was getting saved that moment. What was it with you?
Yeah, that moment, that moment in the car back in February of 2018, it was like this tornness in me. It was like, God, what is happening here? It's like, I don't even know these people, but I feel led to be with them and to, you know, they're so spiritually hungry and they so much want to know the Word of God. And it was just, you know, just this burden on me to, you know, what can I do to help this church, whether or not I actually became the pastor or not? How can I help these people that want to know the Word of God? So that was really what I felt inside of myself, especially on that moment. And that's continued on for it's been 3.5 years that I've been there now.
It's hard to believe that, 3.5 years. Well, Corey, I think you put it so well when you said the burden. It is a burden that God places upon us. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron chatting with you, and I'm glad that you're listening into our program. We're talking with Corey Adams. Corey is telling us a little bit about the story of how he became a pastor and how God brought that into his life. There may be people listening in right now, and you're thinking about ministry, or you're thinking about maybe becoming a pastor. And I think stories like Corey's help to stir our spirits as to what God has for us. The most recent book that I have is called True Spiritual Identity. The question is, how does God see us? We often view God based on our religion and background or what people tell about us. But true spiritual identity takes us to an ancient book drawing out a remarkable concept of how God sees his children. In this lonely and personal world we live in, there is hope and purpose based on what God says about his family. Once this truth is understood, a whole world of blessing awaits at the doorstep. And so I would encourage you to get this book. You can simply go to Amazon, put in my name, or put in the title True Spiritual Identity. The publisher is Trilogy out of California. You can go to Barnes & Noble and simply ask for the book. If they don't have it on the shelf, they will certainly order it. You can order it through them. You can go to our webpage, dinapadronministries.org. or .com, either one, and simply order the book there. But we want this book to be a blessing to you. It's a book that has been on my heart for a lot of years. In fact, as I'm talking today with Pastor Corey Adams, I remember a ministry of preaching I had years ago, back in 1993, where I was preaching through the book of Ephesians. And that's where this whole truth really struck me for the first time, how God views us. And the world that we're living in today, we really have a lot of question. How does God see us? How does God really view us? Well, I think this book will help us with a lot of insight taken from that ancient book of the book of Ephesians. Well, Corey, tell us about your preaching at the church. Tell us, first of all, where's the church located? When can people come down and visit the church? And then tell us a little bit about what your preaching series have been recently.
Yeah, so the church is down in a very tiny little town that's called Junedale, but it's in the greater Hazleton, Pennsylvania area. The church services are every Sunday. It's 10 a.m. We also have a weekly remote prayer meeting. We eventually might have a physical one, but anybody can join no matter where they are in the country or the world, and they can join in with a phone call, and that's every Thursday. And currently I've been going through a series and actually beginning a new series soon that's going to be looking at the book of Daniel, the first several chapters of the book of Daniel, where we're going to be looking at living holy in a hostile world. We live in a world where there's so much hostility to Christians. And looking at the example of Daniel and his three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, is a good example of how can we live and be holy in this world where there's a lot of hostility. It's not just about being good, it's about being holy. It's about wanting to be holy as God is holy, as it's talked about in Pentateuch as well as echoed by the Apostle Peter in his letters, being holy as God is holy, setting ourselves apart and being like Christ and living a life for him.
Yeah, that's a great concept what there is there in the book of Daniel, and that's going to be a wonderful series. And so that's Jundale, J-U-N-E, right? D-A-L-E is how you spell it?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. It's heading south from Hazleton, but it's in the greater Hazleton, Pennsylvania area. It's off of exit 141, if you're going off of 81, and then just a few miles away from that. But there's some directions on our website as well as our Facebook page, which you can find through Victory Bible PA. If you type it in as like a hashtag, Vic Bible PA.
Victory Bible, that's a good name for a church, isn't it, Victory?
Yep, and I always think of the theme song of Victory in Jesus, which is a great, great hymn to sing. And I always enjoy singing that one at the church and reminding about the victory that we have in Jesus Christ, and the faith that we have, and the victory that we have because of the faith.
Yeah, now, Corey, you did a rather lengthy series through the book of Romans, I know. And of course, many of our listeners have heard series on Romans, and some perhaps have no knowledge at all about the book of Romans. But it's one of those books that really is intriguing. It's a book that has so much theology in it, yet so much practice in it. What were a couple of the lessons that you learned from the book of Romans that helped you and perhaps helped feed the flock of God there at the church?
Well, boy, that's hard to narrow down in a couple sentences. But when I think about Romans, I think about a couple of the lessons that really stood out to me. Is probably what happens in chapter 8. Chapter 8 has been always something that's touched my heart. My life verse was Romans 8:28, but the whole chapter of Romans 8 is something that really spoke to me, thinking about that there is no condemnation, no judgment to those who are in Christ Jesus, that Christ took that punishment on himself and paid for it in full once for all, and that we have been adopted into his family, that we are no longer slaves of sin, but we've been adopted into his family. We're not just friends, but we're also family now. We've been adopted. We can call out to God as our Abba Father. And that no matter what happens in this life, Christ has us, is the book that chapter concludes, which I almost think that Paul was almost jumping up and down as he was dictating this to Tertius, the scribe that was writing the book of Romans. You know, I am persuaded beyond a shadow of a doubt that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. As he has that crescendo with that message to the people in Rome, and also to us, that there's nothing that can separate us. No matter what it is, if we are in God's hand, then nothing can separate us. If we have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, nothing in this life, nothing in death, not Satan, not his angels, not his demons, no distance on this planet or in the outer space or into the depths of the ocean will be able to separate us from Christ's love and his power.
Yeah, you got me jumping around now, Corey. That's a great truth. It really is. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone chatting with you. Our special guest today is Corey Adams. And we're delighted to have him on, talking about how God led him to a church and how the Lord is blessing that church. We're so proud and thankful for him. And I do want to remind you that our newest book is now out, called True Spiritual Identity: How Does God See Us? Many of you remember this story. Ross Perot's running mate, James Stockdale, offered this famous introduction to the American public. He said, "Who am I? Why am I here?" as his opening line to the vice presidential debate in 1992. Those first three words to his initial question is what this book is all about. Who am I? The answer you will discover has nothing to do with politics, but with how God sees us. And throughout this book, we talk much about what God sees in us, how God views us. I believe this book is a life-changing book, and I encourage you to get it. It's my most recent book that I have written, True Spiritual Identity: How Does God View Us? You can get it by going to Amazon and simply putting in my name, Dino Padron, or you can also put in there the title of the book, True Spiritual Identity. And the publisher is Trilogy Christian Publishers out of Tustin, California. They have a number of people there that are already taking orders on this book and sending them out through many, many different bookstores. Most bookstores are going to carry this particular book, and we're very delighted about that. But we want you to get a copy of it, and we want it to be a real blessing to your heart and to your life. Life Change Weekend, we talk about lives being changed. Corey, when is it that you came to Christ, and what happened that changed your life? And then we want to talk a little bit about how you came at one time to Bible school.
Yeah, absolutely. So I accepted Jesus Christ when I was 6 years old. So I grew up in a household that loved God, loved Jesus. We went to church every Sunday. But that's not what made me a Christian, because those are the external things. But I realized through Sunday school and through church service, thankfully it was some Davis grads back when it was called Practical Bible Training School that were some of the pastors that were in my life that had graduated, hearing the word being spoken. And one night when I was at home at the age of six, I realized that my mom knows Jesus Christ, my grandparents know Jesus Christ, but that doesn't make me a Christian. And I knew that night that I was a sinner, and that if I was to die that day, that I would be separated from God forever, and that I needed myself to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So that night, I remember praying and accepting Jesus Christ into my heart and into my life and making him my Lord and Savior.
Hmm. 6 years old, you can do it, can't you?
Amen. Yep.
Now, you were eventually led to come to what was formerly known as Practical Bible Training School, then became Practical Bible College, and now, of course, is Davis College. Tell us how you came to the college.
So the pastor that I had back in 2001 had graduated from the school in 1986 and was pastoring my church up in the Finger Lakes region of New York. And he was going to take me, as well as one of my friends, down just to visit the school where he had graduated from. I had never heard of the school before, but this was February of 2001. And so I figured I'd take a road trip with them. And, you know, I was a sophomore in high school, just sort of starting to think about college, but, you know, it wasn't on the top of my priorities at that point in time. But I remember taking that trip down I-81 from the Finger Lakes down into Binghamton for the first time, and driving onto the campus. And I remember walking around, visiting some classes, going to chapel, eating in the dining hall. And I remember walking on the sidewalk by the post office and the old administration building. And I remember having a prayer time with God and saying, "So this is where you want me to go, isn't it?" And at that very moment, in February of 2001, I knew that that was where I was supposed to go to. So as a sophomore in high school, I knew that that God wanted me to come to Practical Bible College to train for the ministry, and continue to go to the school, visiting during preview days, and eventually going to the school in the fall of 2003 to continue training for the gospel ministry.
Yeah, now, Corey, when you came to the college, you graduated like a lot of students. You did several different things. Talk a little bit about some of the things you did prior to becoming pastor of the church. You know, many times people think that everything happens all at once, but it just doesn't. It's a process that goes on.
Yeah, God was doing a lot of work in me because I accept Christ when I was six, but that doesn't mean that the Christian life is an easy road. And there was definitely times during my teenage years where I completely rebelled against God and had no desire to read the Word of God, had no desire to go to church. But God had to get a hold of me in my later teen years, a couple of years before I actually went and visited the college. And it was at that point in time that I knew that I had to rededicate my life back to God. And some of the training that he did for me leading up to even going to college was being a camp counselor, being able to speak the word of truth to campers. That was some of the training, and also learning patience and some other things when you're being a camp counselor. You definitely have to learn a few things. As I was going up to the time that I went to college, I was also involved with missions committees at the church, involved with teaching in the youth group, the worship team. During college, I was a church that I found down here in the area. I started doing the adult Sunday school class. I ended up becoming a deacon, a trustee, doing pulpit supply. So all these different areas are ways that help train you. Learning what your spiritual gifts are. I learned in my teenage years what my spiritual gifts were. Pastoral and teaching were two of my strongest spiritual gifts. And learning how to, for the glory of God, and to use them to minister to fellow believers as well as to reach the lost. If you don't know what your spiritual gifts are, that'd be my prayer for the listeners, is to find out what your spiritual gifts are, because every believer in Jesus Christ has at least one spiritual gift, and most likely a couple of spiritual gifts that have been given to you by the Holy Spirit for the equipping of the saints and also for reaching the lost. So you're helping build up the church and also reaching the lost for Jesus Christ. And so use those gifts for God's glory in those ways.
Yeah, you know, Corey, it's interesting as I'm listening to you share this. Tomorrow morning, quite early, I'll be leaving here to get in an airplane. I think it's at 6 in the morning in West Palm Beach. I live in Delray Beach. And flying north to speak in a conference Sunday through Wednesday. And it's interesting, the fellow that has invited me is not actually the pastor, but he's in charge of evangelism in this church. And he and his pastor have asked me to come. And he tells the story that when he first met me, Corey, years ago, he was attending our church. He tells me he used to give me a hard time. The comical thing is I don't remember any of that, but he tells me that's what he did. But then I led him to Christ. And years later, he saw one of our live streams and called me up and asked me to come to do this meeting. And I'm telling that story, Corey, because I think about your own life and what you're sharing, how God led you step by step. Now you're pastoring a church. Along the road of life that you go, there are many people who are left behind in other areas that you've touched. And I think you're probably seeing that already in your church, aren't you?
I am, yeah. And one of the verses that's stood out to me over the past several years has been 2 Timothy 2:2, the things you've heard from me, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. It's not just about teaching once, but it's also teaching them how to teach others and to be able to be an example to them. And that's what my life I wanted to be, is to be an example to others, as well as equipping the next generation with the gospel ministry.
Yeah, and you're doing that, Corey. Well, thank you for being on with us today. Pastor Corey Adams has been our guest. You've been listening into Life Change Weekend. And this is Dina Padron chatting with you today. Don't forget to get our book, the brand new book that's out, the most recent book I've written called True Spiritual Identity. How does God see us? There are 15 identifying principles that God gives us in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. I think there are others beside that, but I've chosen just these 15 of them that tell us something about what God is doing in our hearts and life. You can get the book by going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, or go to our webpage and simply get the book, True Spiritual Identity.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.